Justin Fluke back with you, joined now by Coach Joe Smith. We're talking Jeff West boys basketball. Two games left for the Tigers Friday and Saturday. Latest two games coming against two of the top three teams in the league, Nemaha Central and Sabetha, and similar scores in both ball games, Coach, and just unable to produce still quite as much offense as I know that you'd like, and playing a lot of guys. What about these last couple ball games, and maybe what's kind of stood out for your perspective, or maybe some things of or signs of progress that you saw from your team a little bit?
I think, like you said, our last two games have been against the, I mean, two of the top three teams in our league. So that is, I mean, that's not going to be an easy task at all. But I think we just have to, same story as always, just limit the turnovers and the extra possessions and offensive rebounds that we give really good teams. I mean, you just can't do that against good teams. You have to limit them to one shot if you get a stop, and you got to take care of the basketball to even give yourself a chance to compete. So, we're improving and getting better, and we're just still sticking to it and still showing up, trying to get better every day.
Looks like, you know, from time to time you have some players that are doing some good things, but it's still just a matter of consistency. I think I saw the Sabetha scorebook that said Galley had like three threes in the first quarter, scored like 11 points early on in that game, didn't get any the rest of the night. But is that what you're seeing, like flashes from a lot of these guys, but just still not quite getting enough consistency through four quarters?
Yes, sir, absolutely. And we watch film and we do all this stuff, and I harp on them, and, you know, to try to do the right things all the time. And I tell them all the time, if I didn't, you know, think they had what it took, I probably wouldn't be dedicating as much time to them as I do. But, like, in seeing those flashes, like, I know it's there. Like, I know it's in there for multiple guys. But just finding ways to be able to do that consistently. And I'm hoping that, you know, getting all these varsity minutes this year, and, you know, the plans and things that we have in place for the summer and the spring and all that good stuff, I'm hoping that it'll pay dividends once we step back on the court next November.
How do you approach the end of the regular season? It's kind of unique, as you mentioned, you know, back-to-back games against Riverside at home and Council Grove at home Friday and Saturday, and then you're going to have a whole week off before Substate begins. So obviously the focus on trying to get a win here and close out this regular season strong, but it's an interesting scenario here for you to play back-to-back nights and then have a week off at the end of this regular season.
It is, for sure. And the Council Grove game is a makeup game, so this was pretty much the only time that worked for both teams to get it done. The Riverside game is, again, it's another opportunity, you know, I mean, just to play and try to get better. And I told our guys, I'm, you know, not looking at this game as an opportunity for us to win or anything like that, because, I mean, we still have to come out and produce and prepare. So I don't want them to think that, you know, just because we're playing a team that's, you know, kind of down like us, that we're just guaranteed to win this game, because, I mean, we're not. So we're going to, you know, practice today and tomorrow and try to clean some things up and, you know, see what we can do for Friday and Saturday and heading into Substate.
And we'll talk one more time next week and kind of preview the postseason. Coach, best of luck in these final two regular season games. Thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.
R&S Maintenance Service and Country Harvest Apple Market are proud to sponsor the Jeff West Locker Room Chats on KNZA and MSCSports.net. That's Coach Joe Smith, and we'll continue on our Locker Room Chats after this.